DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good morning to you, Pat.
I haven't seen the weather outside since early morning when it was lashing in Dublin. I don't know, how is it with you?
It's absolutely beautiful, Pat. It's been gorgeous since early morning. The sun is still out. You've got to move west, Pat. The weather is absolutely lovely.
And I think the good news is the weather has moved east.
Well,
and it's nice here now.
Well, we'll probably have the rain later on, but we've had some really good weather over the last couple of days. Great gardening weather.
Okay, now, so many things that can be done. What should we be planting at this time of the year?
Well, trees in particular, Pat. I mean, people are admiring the beautiful flowering cherries at the moment. The Japanese cherries like Pruna Cherite and Taihaku, they're in full bloom, as are magnolias at the moment. But this is the time of year in April that we plant trees. So my advice is, if you want a nice flowering tree or a foliage tree, pop into your local garden centre. They're just coming into bud. Some are in flower already. And it's a terrific time to plant trees. Soil conditions are perfect at the moment. So a really good time for planting trees. And also with the children off during the Easter period, you know my saying that the child that grows a strawberry eats a strawberry. So it's about getting children involved in the growing of edible plants, but also fun plants like sunflowers and pumpkins. We sow the seed of those at this time of year on a warm windowsill, a bright sunny windowsill inside. Sow a couple of seeds, plant them out in May, and you'll have beautiful sunflowers and pumpkins for summer and the autumn period. So a really busy time in the garden.
Yeah, now when the plants start growing and suddenly it's like the gardens have switched on, but the weeds also switch on.
They do, and you need to be on top of the weeds at the moment. I mean, I took a spin around my own garden over Easter just with the garden hoe, because this is the time of year to control weeds when they're still quite small. They're at seedling stage. They're very, very easy to remove. So hoe off the beds at this time of year. Don't use any weed control. And use some mulches. So bark mulch is very effective, pea gravel. Or if you've got your own garden compost, now is the time to empty the compost heaps and mulch it around your roses and your shrubs, borders and beds. But get out and tackle the weeds now. Don't allow them to become a problem, as they will be in 3 or 4 weeks if they're not tackled now.
The questions coming in thick and fast. The first one, is it too early to plant up my hanging baskets with summer flowering trailing plants? If possible, I want to have them flowering for mid-June. That's from Mary.
Oh, well, Mary, if you've got a greenhouse, a tunnel, maybe a conservatory or a warm porch, then you can certainly plant up your hanging baskets with the trailing petunias and geraniums and fuchsias. They're all available in your local garden centre at the moment. You could certainly plant them up, but they do need to be kept frost-free for right up until the first week of May. So make sure not to expose them to any cold weather. So as long as you have them in a protected area, Pat, they can certainly be planted up. A key tip when you're doing up your hanging baskets is to pinch them back. Pinch back the trailing stems. That will double the amount of flowers you'll get this summer.
Could you ask Portica about Zero to remove moss on the lawn? It's supposed to be used on dry grass and when no rain is expected. I opened it 6 months ago but didn't get a chance to use it then. Does it go off?
That tells you how much rain we've had since last June, Pat. So the good news is no, Zero, it doesn't go off. My advice is it's a liquid, so give it a good shake, agitate it well before mixing it with the water. And when we normally apply it through a sprayer, have the little sieve on the sprayer just to take any residue, any kind of, if there's any bits in the Zero, it'll filter that out. But it's perfectly safe to use. Mix it 1 part Zero to 10 parts water and apply on a dry day. As long as we don't get rain for about 2 hours after application, it works really well.
I want to grow some new potatoes on my patio with the children over Easter. What are the best types to grow in pots? That's from Thomas.
And potatoes do really well in pots and containers on our patios. Use a good organic compost variety. Early varieties in particular, like Vitabella, Sharp's Express is a really nice variety. Red Duke of York, that's a nice red-skinned potato with a beautiful flavour. And Home Guards. And the lovely thing about growing new potatoes, Pat, is that the kids don't have to peel them. You can literally take them once they're ready to harvest in June, wash them, boil them or steam them, and they're ready to eat. So a great time to plant them up.
I cut my lawn over Easter weekend and the lawn moss has become quite heavy. What can I use that is pet safe to apply to the lawn to clear the moss?
Yeah, and we're seeing lots of moss around, Pat, just because of the very wet winter and mild spring. Use the Zero liquid that we mentioned earlier. Apply it in dry weather and it'll kill the moss literally overnight. So anytime through April, you can apply the Zero treatment.
I've loads of lovely tulips, daffodils and bluebells in flower in my garden at the moment. What bulbs can I plant now for colour in the summer months? And can I plant them outdoors now?
Well, some bulbs can be planted. We generally associate bulbs with the tulips and daffodils, but there's so many bulbs that can be planted at this time of year to flower from June right through to November. So out of doors, you can plant bulbs like crocrosmias, which come in a whole range of different colours, gladioli, which are lovely for cutting, calla lilies, the scented lilies, the stargazer lilies in particular, agapanthus in white and blue can be planted out of doors, hemorrhoid callus. But look, at pop into your local garden centre. It's a great time to plant up bulbs. Frost tender bulbs like dahlias and begonias, start those off indoors first in a bright garage or a greenhouse for planting out in May. But a super time to plant, and you will have colour from June right through to November.
I have wireworm in my soil where I want to grow some potatoes and vegetables. How do I clear the soil of the wireworm?
Well, wireworm is the larvae of the click beetle. It generally is, as it matures, it takes on this kind of yellowish or orangish colour. So it's quite distinctive in the soil. It lives for up to 3 years, Pat, and particularly affects vegetables like carrots, onions, potatoes. The treatment to use is an organic treatment called nematodes. So there's a specific nematode that controls wireworm. It's the same particular nematode that controls the leather jacket. So look for that in your local garden centre. This is a good time to apply it, and it literally the nematode starts to hunt out and kill the wireworm within a couple of days. So now would be a good time to do that.
Next question. How can I revive a 15-year-old beech hedge, which is pretty bushy at the top, but leggy in the middle and bare at the bottom?
Well, and there's a good example of a hedge that hasn't been trimmed and trained as from a young age, Pat. So it's very important to trim hedges even after planting the first year and second year and so on to encourage that nice bushy shape. My advice really is to plant some new plants at the base of the existing hedge. So whether it's a copper beech or a green beech hedge, get some plants in your local garden centre, plant them at the base. You'll get kind of 2 18-inch or 2 foot plants available at the moment. Plant them now. They haven't come into leaf. You can still plant them quite safely for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and that will help to fill up that bare patch at the base.
Another lawn question. To treat moss on the lawn, does it have to have had its first mowing? I raked the surface yesterday, spiked the area with a garden fork. That's from Helen.
Good, Helen. Well, look, at my advice really is to trim the lawn, yes, first before putting on the Zero. So put on the lawnmower, or put on the grass box, I should say, on the lawnmower. Set it at a slightly higher height than normal and take the top off the lawn and put the grass clippings onto your compost heap and then apply the Zero. And that can all be done on the same day.
Now, what is best to do with an allotment which was covered with black weed suppressant to get rid of scotch grass? Should I add a green manure now to help with fertility and dig it in after a few weeks and plant it in the soil in June? Or should I plant potatoes in the soil now so as to loosen it all up? That's from Niall.
Niall, and that's a great question, Pat. And for years, when people moved into new houses, the advice was always to plant some potatoes to help to break up the soil. Potatoes, by their nature, pulverize the soil as they're growing. So if the quality of the soil is quite good, then I go ahead and plant the potatoes. You'll get a crop of potatoes, particularly early varieties, between now and July, and you can replant that soil again with carrots and parsnips for the autumn period. If the soil is low in nutrition, then putting in a green manure crop would be a really good idea, as Niall has suggested as well. So if the fertility of the soil is good, get the potatoes in over the next week or 10 days.
Nolan Kerry wants to know, what is the latest on the fire blight disease in Whitethorn?
Well, we had 17 cases last year, Pat, and fire blight is a problem on rosacea plants. So things like whitethorn or native plants like the rowan trees as well. So it's still a notifiable disease. It's called fire blight because literally the tree looks like it's gone on fire. The leaves tend to shrivel up in May, June and July, and it takes on that kind of burnt look. So if you see whitethorn affected like that, notify the department Department of Agriculture, that's very important. And our advice really is to plant Irish seed or Irish varieties of whitethorn, or Irish sourced, I should say, grown here in Ireland. So we're not planting imported plants.
Question about apple trees. Is it too late to prune them? Number one. And another one, forsythia in bloom, but has grown too high. Can it be hard pruned back post blooming? Two questions from Liam.
So forsythia is in full flower at the moment. It's a blaze of beautiful yellow colour. The time to prune forsythia is immediately after the flower. So as soon as the flowers are beginning to fade, in about 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks' time, and you can prune it quite severely, taking 3 or 4 feet from the forsythia plant, and it will regrow again. In terms of the apple trees, it's getting a bit late, Pat, but having said that, they're still haven't, they're very little foliage on them just yet, so you can still do some pruning. No hard pruning, but certainly taking off a foot or 18 inches on all the top stems would be perfectly fine.
Now, two cherry blossom questions. When is the best time to move and replant a young cherry blossom, from Claire? And Andrew in Roscommon wants to know, can you plant a cherry blossom in a pot?
Oh, you can, of course, yeah. And there's depending on the size of the pot, you can get cherries from small weeping cherries right up to very tall varieties. So obviously the pot determines the size of the plant that you can put in, but certainly they'll grow in pots quite well. A lovely variety is one called Royal Burgundy, because you've got the double pink flowers, but beautiful port wine coloured leaves that hold till November. That's a really nice variety. In terms of moving any trees, it's gone too late now. They're broken leaves, so leave that cherry until November. Anytime from November to March, you can transplant that young cherry.
I planted 100 metres of hedging 6 weeks ago, mixed species, mainly hawthorns, but also blackthorn, holly, spindle and dog rose.
Great.
They're starting to bud out now, but I want to trim them back tight so I can lay down a weed barrier over them. Is it too late now to trim back the whips, or should I wait until the autumn?
No, no, cut them back now so that there's no problem whatsoever. So the listener can literally get a shears and cut them back to within 18 inches of soil level if they want. Apply, put on the weed control and cover it with something like bark mulch or pea gravel. That would be important. So that can still be done.
Another one. We're on a very exposed, windy site. Which flowering trees would you recommend? That's from Tony.
Tony, the best are our own native Irish tree, the Sorbus aurilutescens white beam. It's got lovely silver leaves that are quite hairy and tend to put up really well with strong winds and salt air. So that does really well. And the double flowering whitethorn, it's one called Crataegus Paul Scarlet. It's got deep red flowers, pad, very like a cherry, but it's in the Crataegus family. It's in the whitethorn family, and we know how hardy they are. So those two do really well. Some of the large leaf maples will also do quite well. The field maple in particular does really well in exposed areas.
And a final question, how do I get my white lilac tree to flower for longer?
Well, the trouble about lilac, I mean, they are beautiful in April and May, but they're very short-lived in flower. There's no real way of extending the flower length, as it were. But giving it a good rose fertilizer at this time of year is a good idea. It's high in potassium, and that helps to produce more flowers or plenty of flowers on the lilac. But you won't extend the flowering period, unfortunately.
All right, Pádraig. Thank you very much for all your wisdom, Pádraig Horkan. Now, a reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.